You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following Lutheran Hour sermon was delivered by Dr. Dale A. Meyer. Its title is, If Only God Would. And now here's Dr. Meyer.
People who claim to be Christians don't have a corner on good things from God. For example, the sun shines on Christians and on non-Christians alike. The rain doesn't fall only on Christian property. Some Christians suffer from physical ailments while their non-Christian friends sail through life without a bodily worry. Are the blessings of good family life something that only Christians enjoy? Of course not. You only have to look around to see that so-called Christians don't have a corner on good things from God. Jesus said it this way in Matthew chapter 5, The Father in heaven makes his sun rise on people, whether they are evil or good, and lets rain fall on them, whether they are just or unjust. God gives everyone good things in this life. So now, tell me this. How do you make sense of life when the good things stop coming? How do you make sense of it all when the sun stops shining in your life? How do you make sense when your home is ravaged by floods? How do you make sense of it when your husband or wife dies from cancer and you have to explain to your young children why mommy or daddy isn't going to be home again? How do you explain it to your children or to yourselves when you can't afford needed medical help? How do you make sense of it when all your hard work and long hours end up in bankruptcy court? Yes, God gives good things to all people, to Christians and to non-Christians. God can also take those good things away. How do you handle that? Do you ever blame God? To some of you, that may sound blasphemous, to blame God. But many of you do it, Christians and non-Christians alike, because sometimes life gets so hard and so difficult to explain that the only way you can make sense of your problems is to blame God for giving you a raw deal. If only God wouldn't have caused this drought or this flood. If only God would have heard our prayers and spared the life of this young mother or father. If only God would have done a miracle to keep the plant open a little bit longer. And so we dump on God. Religious, non-religious, Christian, non-Christian. I'd be surprised if there haven't been times when you blame God for the way he was dealing with you. Let me tell you a little story about making sense out of the bad times in your life. An old and skilled rug maker was making an embroidered rug. The rug was raised above the ground on blocks. It was raised high enough so that a young boy could go underneath the rug. The young boy's job was to push up a needle through the rug wherever the old skilled rug maker directed. Well, that young boy spent many long working hours underneath the rug, pushing the needle up here, pushing the needle up there, wherever the master directed. To the boy below, it made absolutely no sense. Push the needle up here, there. There's no pattern to this, the boy thought. It makes no sense. The only way the boy could make sense of it was to blame the old rug maker. The old man doesn't know what he's doing, the boy thought. After much hard work that seemed so pointless to the boy, the old skilled master called him to come out from under the rug and to view his work from above. To the boy's utter amazement, the view from above showed a beautifully embroidered rug. All that toil that seemed to make no sense from below, all that blame that he had silently directed to the old man, it was all out of place. The old skilled rug maker was not to be blamed. He knew what he was doing all along.
The boy didn't understand until he saw things from above. You too need a higher perspective on your life. Blaming God isn't the way to react when troubles strike your life. Instead of blaming God, believe God. Believing gives you a higher perspective on your life. Belief convinces you that God is always good and right in the way He deals with you. When things go bad and you find yourself blaming God, He hasn't changed His feelings toward you. God doesn't wake up on the wrong side of the bed. God is always the same. He doesn't change. God is always good and right in the way He treats you. The only way you can know that for sure is by believing God. Harry Emerson Fosdick was a famous and a very eloquent preacher at Riverside Church in New York City. He was known for his eloquence, especially in prayer. Dr. Fosdick once prayed this, "Eternal Spirit, if we have held our complaints so close to our eyes that we have lost the far perspectives of Thy favor, grant, we pray Thee, wide horizons in this hour." Like the boy under the rug, it's your perspective that makes all the difference in the world. The view from below is often filled with complaints and blame about the raw deal you're getting. Believing gives you a higher, a wider view, a view that convinces you that God is always good and right in the way He's dealing with you. This belief, this view from above, has a very sharply defined focus. The focus of belief is Jesus Christ. He is the only one who can make sense out of it all for you. You're not the first person to ever blame God. I assure you, you won't be the last. Century after century, common people like you have experienced good and bad. When the bad things came, they complained and questioned God's ways. Their suffering came for all sorts of reasons. Some could be explained, others could not. But all the suffering was tied together by the fact that there is evil in this world. And so people through the ages have asked, sometimes complained, why doesn't God do something about the evil that causes me to suffer? If only God would make right what is wrong. The answer to that centuries-old complaint is Jesus Christ. God hears you when you complain. It may seem from your perspective that God isn't always dealing fairly with you, but from God's higher perspective, wrong is punished and right is established. That's because of the death and resurrection of Jesus. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus was punished for all the wrongs of this world. Jesus Himself was innocent. He is the one and only divine Son of God. But at Calvary, Jesus let Himself be punished for all the wrongs of the world. And that includes your own wrongs. Do you think for a minute that God and others are to blame? And you're totally innocent? No way. You know the old saying, you point your accusing finger at someone, and three fingers are pointing right back at you. You point an accusing finger at God, blame Him for what's going on in your life, and God says, wait a minute. Who are you to blame me, your God? You're the sinner. But God, who gives good things to all people, doesn't want to trade accusations back and forth with you. God wants to bring you beyond blame and punishment. So just as God took His Son Jesus beyond blame and punishment when He restored Jesus to life on Easter morning, God draws you up from blame and punishment when you confess your sins against Him and believe in Jesus as your Savior. Paul says in Romans chapter 2, do you think lightly of God, who is very kind to you, puts up with you, and deals patiently with you? This could happen only if you do not realize that it is the kindness of God which leads you to repent of your sins. This is the higher perspective, the perspective of faith in Jesus Christ. Faith like this separates a real Christian from someone who just carries the name without real repentance. God gives good things to all people, but the greatest blessing of God comes only to you when you look to Jesus for forgiveness and righteousness. Faith says what St. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, "If God be for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, won't he certainly also give us all things along with him? Who will accuse those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who will condemn? It is Christ who died, and more than that, he rose. He is at the right hand of God, and he prays for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will sorrow, hardship, or persecution, hunger or nakedness, danger or sword? As it is written, 'For you we are being killed all the day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered.' But in all this, he who loved us helps us win an overwhelming victory. Yes, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, neither anything in the present nor in the future, no powers, nothing above or below, nor any other creature can ever separate us from the love God has for us in Christ Jesus our Lord." How can you be a believing Christian like St. Paul? Instead of blaming God, instead of complaining, "If only God would," how can you be as confident as Paul of God's goodness and righteousness toward you? Let me give you three words to remember: prophet, priest, king. The theologians, that is, the people who study God and the Bible, have said that Christ is at work for you in three ways. Jesus is your prophet, priest, and king. These words can help you get a higher view, the view that believes that even in your problems, God continues to be good and right in his dealings with you. Jesus is your priest. Now, a priest is a person who offers sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed himself for your sins. He was the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Because Jesus sacrificed himself, your every sin has been forgiven. When things are bad in your life, God is not punishing you for your sins. He punished Jesus. Instead of blaming God for punishing you, believe in the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus is your king. Now, a king is a ruler. Jesus Christ rules over all things, and he rules all things for the good of you and all his followers. You don't understand why your king is letting these bad things come your way? Remember the complaints of the boy underneath the rug? St. Paul says, "We know that all things work together for good for those who love God." Instead of blaming God, believe that the one who died and rose again for you is not going to turn his back on you now and give you a raw deal. Jesus is your prophet. Listen to this now, because faith is not always an easy thing. Faith in Jesus needs to be nourished and fed. Jesus is your prophet. A prophet is someone who speaks out. Jesus is called prophet because he proclaims to you the word of God that gives and strengthens faith. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. To get this faith, you need the prophetic word of Jesus Christ. You need Bible study. You need to hear the Lutheran Hour. You need to be a Christian, not in name only, but in true living faith. You need to be part of a congregation where you hear that you're a sinner and Christ is your only Savior. You need to hear sermons that are Christ-centered, sermons that bleed with the blood of Jesus shed for your sins, sermons that assure you that your present sufferings down here in this world are unimportant when compared to the glory that you will experience when God calls you to heaven. Instead of blaming God, hear his prophetic word and stake your life on it. Put your thoughts above. Stop staying down with that little boy, grumbling about the raw deal he thought he was getting. Let God pull you up by faith to know his goodness and righteousness to you in Jesus. Paul says in Colossians 3, "If you were raised with Christ, be eager for the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Keep your mind on things above, not on earthly things." God is good to us all. but sometimes he takes the good things away. The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away, Job said in the Old Testament. Then he added, Blessed be the name of the Lord. When things are going bad, can you say, Blessed be the name of the Lord? Or do you wallow down below in complaints and blame? If only God would. Let the Heavenly Father call you to something higher. Let the Spirit convince you of God's goodness and righteousness toward you. When the sun is shining and the rain falling, or when it's not, believe in Jesus, your prophet, your priest, your king. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.